Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now. Right now.
You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. We are audiocast on leadersportfolio.com, or you might be listening to us on the air. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, now in studio with Sean Breen, the founder, CEO, and president at Agency Q. Welcome, Sean, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Now, explain a little bit about what Agency Q provides people.
Sure. Agency Q is a digital agency. What that means is we help companies project their brand and their marketing message out into the digital world, into cyberspace. We use a bunch of different techniques to do that: social media, mobile, websites, content management systems, any digital technique to get a marketing message out.
And you yourself are a techie.
I am. My background is in technology.
Now, was this self-taught?
Actually, it was. I studied philosophy in school, but I learned all the technology the hard way.
And both are hard fields, right?
Indeed.
That's the parallel. Now, one of the things that your company says is that the secret to the success is the right balance of art and technology.
Absolutely.
But what I thought was interesting about this is that both of those mediums are ever changing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one of the things that's profoundly important in a good digital experience is what we call a user experience, making sure that when people interact with your brand or your company digitally, that it's a wonderful experience, that it's smooth, that it's seamless, that in a lot of ways it's gorgeous, it's wonderful. And having that creative talent that can really make something pop, but blend it with the technology that really works, is incredibly important.
And you founded this company what year?
1999.
And you kind of stepped away for a bit. There was another CEO, but you're now in the CEO role.
I had a number of different roles, actually, as we progressed through the company. I actually, during the founding, I was the CTO, so the chief of technology. Then for a while, I was COO, so head of operations, and now I'm CEO.
So which one do you like best?
To be entirely honest, CEO. I get to see all the different facets of the company come together. I get to work on both the marketing, the branding, the technology. And to be blunt, I get to be out in front of clients and out in front of the marketplace, which is wonderful.
And so how do you balance being CEO with keeping up with this ever-changing medium of art and technology?
The real answer is getting really great people to work with, making sure that I surround myself with people who are really excited about this technology, who really understand the art craft of delivering excellent digital solutions, who really understand the creative aspects of delivering to a mobile medium or to a website, and their ability to keep up on all this technology, to keep up on the changing environment, really helps me keep up on it. So it's critically important that I surround myself with really, really, really bright people.
And talk a little bit about the evolution of your business. How has it changed over time?
It's funny. The business, if you would have looked at this business 10 years ago, it was more technology driven. A lot of times someone like myself would be talking to a CIO, and this would be viewed as a very technology driven environment. Over time, the CMO, the chief marketing officer, has taken over a lot of the interaction with companies such as ourselves. So one of the things that I think we're very good at is being able to talk to the chief, the CIO, as well as the chief marketing officer. So there's been this change, and the focus has now pushed more into the marketing realm.
Interesting. Now, your agency won a Summit Creative Award for your work on the National Cherry Blossom Festival, mm-hmm. and you also won a 2008 Webby Award for Pew Forum Religion and Politics in 2008, mm-hmm. and I actually used to be in funding for that organization, so we have a connection there. But talk to me a little bit about some of these awards.
These awards are wonderful. They really help us see how we're competing against our peers. They help us understand the kinds of work that we're doing. And in both of those, on the Cherry Blossom, it was a wonderful award for great creative. And in the case of the Pew, it was a really, really interesting project that had to do with religion and the landscape demographics of how religion is evolving in America.
Excellent, excellent. And we are speaking with Mr. Sean Breen, CEO and president at Agency Q, here with us on Leaders Portfolio. What's that Q from? Everyone asks you this, I'm sure.
It is. I don't know if I need to talk to my attorney, but it is actually an homage, I would say, to James Bond, the gadget guy.
Oh.
You know, I always love the James Bond movies.
I do, too.
The guy, he's the guy in the back who makes James Bond look great. And so that's what we do. We make your company look great. And that's where it comes from.
You're the gadget person when Q shows up with all the gadgets, right?
Yep, and makes James Bond look great.
That's good. Now, there's two fields that you work with that mm-hmm. I know a lot of our business listeners would be interested in. One is social media, and the second is search engine optimization. Now, both of them are just, I mean, really fast moving.
Yep.
So does that – first, give us some insights in kind of what's going on in those fields and what how that translates. What do business owners really need to know about those two things?
Sure. Probably of the things that you mentioned, the thing that is probably most exciting and the fastest breaking in the industry is social media, in a lot of different ways, mobile. And what I see coming down the pipe is really the intersection of social media and mobile. The ability to engage people socially on the fly through your mobile device, your phone, and then overlaying on top of that marketing, being able to promote services based on where you are and what your social preferences are. It's an incredibly important change in the digital landscape.
Do you have any kind of insider tips for what people can do for those two options as lay people?
Sure. So in terms of social, the first thing that I would say is understand that having a large social network is important. The whole idea behind a social network is to connect to as many people as possible. So don't be shy about putting yourself out there. The other thing is to be honest, be direct. Don't abuse the medium. Don't promote yourself endlessly and be too solicitous. The idea is to create genuine connections with people. The value of social media is that it's the ability to have a genuine connection, a one-to-one connection with people.
Right. Don't try to sell all the time. By offering free advice or things like that, you are selling.
Absolutely. Give something of value to the marketplace. Talk about what you know. Talk about what's important to you. Be honest. Be forthright. No one wants to see in Facebook or Twitter or anything like that just a repeated solicitous message. You're going to get people not following you. Give something that people value. Talk about what's important to you.
Now, with social media, one of the things people do is sometimes they're too honest or say the wrong thing, and then they quickly want to retract it. Have you had, in your history, either personally or at your company, ever done something like that, and you've had to, kind of retract it or handle it somehow?
That's a great question. I personally have not.
Wow.
But that's part of being honest. Part of being honest is sometimes making mistakes. And I think if you are honest about your mistake and you talk about the lessons learned from it, I think that honesty comes across. So making mistakes, while certainly something no one wants to do, is not something that should be a badge of dishonor or something like that.
Now, your background is you worked for 20 years for Fortune 500 clients, federal mm-hmm. government, nonprofits, and associations. Mm-hmm. You have a bachelor's from George Washington University.
I did go to the George Washington University.
And what's your overall leadership philosophy?
My overall leadership philosophy is to surround myself with people who are very energetic, people who really like to show up to work and do a great job. I really feel like I need to build an environment where people really want to come to work. They really are excited about what they do. They wake up every morning thinking about that. And it starts with the hiring process. It goes all the way through to making sure that the environment that they work in is energetic and that the coworkers that they work with, they feel add something to their experience, that they work with a lot of smart people and a lot of really smart coworkers. Having an environment like that, a culture like that, is really, really important to keeping the best and brightest working.
Have you had, in your time, whether it be COO, CTO, CEO, where the culture wasn't right, and what wasn't right about it, and how did you correct it?
We have had a time like that. Growing a company from, essentially in my apartment up through the size we are now, you go through these cultural shifts. And making that shift from sort of a friends and family environment where everyone has to be your friend to be a great coworker into one where it is simply just a great place to work is a challenge. And it requires you to understand that there are people from different walks of life. There are people who really look at work differently and really be able to work with them and really create an environment that they want to work in. So we have had our challenges, and you know, that's part of growing a company. It's part of learning and learning how to grow.
Excellent. Well, Sean, talk to me too about I got a Forbes business quote for you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw it out there, and we picked it at Leaders Portfolio because one of the things that you said was that art and technology are the secret to your success at Agency Q. So this is an art quote. This is from Andre Gide. Art is a collaboration between God and the artist, and the less the artist does, the better.
Right.
Thoughts?
Well, that's a fantastic quote. And really what it makes me think about is looking around the world, looking at nature, and looking at things in their simplest way to look at simplicity and try to transmit that simplicity into all of our experience. In our particular world, that means through a website that is elegant, that works really well, where there's no friction, it's hard to find things, it's hard to understand what you're reading. It's making sure that that simplicity that's out there in the natural world is translated into the digital world.
Great, excellent. And we're speaking with Sean Breen, CEO and president at Agency Q. Talk to me. You said you grew this business in your apartment. How long were you in your apartment?
In my apartment for about a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then eventually, now were you trying to become like a bigger business?
Yeah, absolutely.
You were.
Yeah. You know, it's a sort of a classic tale. I left the job I was in because I thought we could do it better. Started up in my apartment, much to the chagrin of my girlfriend, who's now my wife. And we grew from there. Went to temporary office space, then found our own space and have grown since then.
And how many employees now?
We're about 40 employees.
40 employees. And do you have plans for bigger growth?
We do, but we do want to be cautious. We really feel like pushing the envelope too hard can create a lot of the cultural problems that we talked about
earlier. That's a good point. I agree with you.
So to make sure as people come in, they really, really are part of our culture.
Excellent. Well, Sean, I want to thank you for being with us on Leaders Portfolio.
Well, thank you very much.
Sean Breen, CEO and President at Agency Q here with us. Of course, you can check them out at leadersportfolio.com, where you can also find out about our sponsors, Denisco Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, and Hilton Garden in Fairfax, Virginia. We want to thank them for supporting leadership. And we will return on the other side of this break here on Leaders Portfolio. Remember to get your applications in for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Back after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L Architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.